Welcome to A Plus English, everybody. I'm Clayton.
And I'm Jonathan, if you care. So, Clayton, let me ask you. 昨晚你加班对不对? You worked really late last night.
Yeah.
What did you eat after?
I ate nothing after work. All the restaurants were closed.
你没有吃晚餐哦, that's...really bad for your body.
I know, but then when I got home, I didn't want to eat instant noodles, so I just ate nothing.
回家以后不想吃泡面，这对了，这也是正确的。But you could have gone to a dim sum restaurant.
Oh, really? Why? Why dim sum?
台北现在有很多这个港式饮茶餐厅哦， they're open 24 hours a day.
Oh, really? Wow, I will have to remember that for next time.
Yes, when you go there, you can have real food anytime.
Wow, that sounds great. Well, we're going to learn more about dim sum in today's reading, so stick around.
Dim sum. Dishes and dishes and dishes. Reading A.Tea is the heart of dim sum. In the past, rich gentlemen brought their songbirds to tea houses. They would chat about art and life there. They relaxed and took their time tasting the tea. Over time, tea houses started offering sweet and salty snacks. Today,Dim sum is more than just drinking tea. It's an art form.
Welcome back, everybody.
好，我们就单刀直入哦。这里呢，我们一开始就看到 A is the heart of B. A is the heart of B. 字面上的意思哦，是什么 ？A 是 B 的心脏。嘿，听起来蛮有趣的，对不对？言下之意哦，是A 呢是 B 的重心重点，所以文章说啊，这个茶呢，它是港式饮茶的重点啊。
Oh, like you could say, cheese is the heart of pizza.
Yes, cheese 是 pizza 的重点，灵魂。Without cheese, it's not pizza.
Exactly, I know what you're talking about.Okay, now Jonathan, let's talk about how dim sum came about.
我们来聊聊这个饮茶是怎么来的。Yes, good idea. Let's do that.
Well, the reading tells us that in the past, rich gentlemen brought their songbirds to tea houses. Now, gentlemen are those men who dress very nicely, who speak well, maybe they have a lot of money, and maybe they also have a lot of free time.So they would go to tea houses and they would bring their songbirds because they like to watch them and listen to the birds sing while they relax.
Oh, 好悠闲的 lifestyle. 刚刚 Clayton 提到这个 dress nicely, 穿得很漂亮等等。是什么样的人穿得很漂亮又很有钱呢？诶，就是文章提到的 gentleman. Gentleman 就是绅士哦，是个名词。那么我们都知道绅士常常是有钱有闲很 homey 啊，对不对？所以呢，他们就把他们的 songbird 呢，就是叫声好听的鸟儿，把他们带去茶馆 tea house. Now, what do these men do there?
Well, these gentlemen would just sit around and chat. Now, when you chat, you're talking, but you're not talking in a serious way. It's just relaxed.So they would chat about art and they would chat about life.
嗯，所以他们在茶馆干嘛呢 ？They chat. Now chat 这个动词哦，就是闲聊的意思哦。所以呢，这些绅士在茶馆干嘛呢 ？They chat about art and life. Chat about something 就是聊什么，所以他们会聊聊艺术啊，聊聊人生哦，非常的惬意。Now that's a good way to live.
Yeah. And you know what else they did there?They would relax and take their time tasting the tea. Now, when you take your time doing something, that means you're not in a hurry to do it. You can do it slowly because you have a lot of time. And when you do that, then you can really enjoy it. So they really enjoyed relaxing and tasting their tea.
How nice. 这里呢，我们看到 take somebody's time doing something， take somebody's time doing something 就是悠闲的、慢慢的、悠哉的做某事哦。之前有提到绅士有闲有钱嘛，所以他们就悠哉悠哉，慢慢品尝他们的茶。I would like to live like that.
Right, it's a really nice lifestyle. But I think if the only thing they did there was drink tea, it might get a little bit boring. So the tea houses started to do something. They started offering sweet and salty snacks. Now when you offer something, that means you give or you sell it. So later on, the men could buy some delicious snacks when they went to the tea houses.
Clayton 提的一点都没错。如果呢每次喝茶就是只有喝茶而已，那一定很无聊 ，boring。所以我们这里看到慢慢的，就是 overtime 怎么样呢 ？Tea houses started offering sweet and salty snacks。这里的 offer 呢就是提供的意思，所以呢慢慢的经过一段时间，茶馆就开始提供一些咸咸甜甜的点心。
Right, so in the beginning there was just tea, but now dim sum is more than just tea.
好，我们在这里最后呢看一下 A is more than just B. A is more than just B 就是 A 不只是单单是B 而已，所以现在呢，这个港式饮茶不只是单单喝茶 ，it's not just tea anymore.
Right. So we can say basketball is more than just a sport. It's a lifestyle.
Yes. Let's take a break.
Dim sum, dishes and dishes and dishes. Reading B. An emperor once visited a tea house in Hong Kong. He came all the way from Beijing only to taste the snacks. Now, eating dim sum is not just for rich people. It's a lovely way to start the day.Some restaurants even have up to 2,000 different dishes. In Hong Kong, people don't eat to live. They live to eat.
Okay, welcome back. Now, Clayton, just how good is dim sum? 港式饮茶到底多好吃呢?
Well, it must be really good because the reading tells us that an emperor once visited a tea house in Hong Kong. Now, an emperor is like a king for kings. He's like the most powerful king. And if he came from Beijing to come to a tea house in Hong Kong, it must be really good.
想必呢这个港式饮茶是非常好吃的。Clayton 刚刚提到 Emperor 这个名词就是皇帝哦。我们这里看到 once, 文章里出现 once, 这个副词呢就是有一次的意思。所以有一次怎么样呢，诶，有一位皇帝哦特别呢来拜访了香港的一家饮茶餐厅 or 茶馆 tea house, 以前是 tea house。
Right.And so if it says he came all the way from Beijing, that means he came a long way. You could say all the way if you really want to show that it's far or it took a long time to get there. And as we know, in those days, they didn't have airplanes, so to get from Beijing to Hong Kong would be a big trip.
哦，当时从北京要走到香港就算是骑马 would still take like, oh, I don't know, just a long, long time. 这里我们看到 all the way, 这个片语，它的目的是要来强调什么呢？长途跋涉。而这里它又等于 Clayton 提到的 a long way。那如果你要表达说我本人要长途跋涉到美国，你可以说 I am going all the way to America. Now, Clayton,Why did the emperor come all the way from Beijing to HK or Hong Kong?
Well, we know that they have tea, or at that time they had tea, all over China, but there was something really special in Hong Kong that he couldn't get in Beijing, and that's the dim sum snacks. So he came all the way there just for that.
Just for that, 就只为了吃港式饮茶，从北京到香港。So Clayton, is dim sum only for rich people?
Well, in the past, it used to be. Remember those rich gentlemen with their songbirds? Well, now, dim sum is for everybody. Dim sum doesn't cost too much money, and the restaurants are big enough for lots of people, so anybody can go to dim sum.
How great! 现在的港式饮茶是一点都不贵哦，大家都吃得起。Now, Clayton, I think some people eat dim sum even early in the morning.
Right, the reading says that it's a lovely way to start the day. Now, lovely means nice or good, and start the day, well, the meal that you eat at the start of the day is breakfast, so you can start your day with dim sum.
Now, start a day 就是开始一天的生活。而我们这里先看到这个聊一下 lovely。Now, lovely, 它后面有 ly, 可是它不是副词哦，它是个形容词哦，就是美好的。所以文章说，港式饮茶是开始一天的好方式。Clayton, I think today is a lovely day.
I think so too. Now, Jonathan, there's something else that's interesting here. Some dim sum restaurants have up to 2,000 different dishes. Now, that's a lot.Now, up to just means it could be any number up to 2,000. So, 2,000 at the highest. That's a lot.
That's crazy. 2,000 dishes, 2,000道菜。如果做一下数学，如果我每天去，然后每次去都吃五道，那我也要花400天才吃得完。That's more than a year to finish all the dishes.
Oh man, I think people in Hong Kong must really love to eat. And in fact, the reading tells us they don't eat to live, they live to eat.
哦，这个尾巴讲得非常的好哦。我们来做个结尾哦。这里呢，文章说，大部分的人呢，吃东西是为了活下去。Eat to live, eat to live. 香港人相反，他们呢活着是为了吃美食。They live to eat. That's interesting.
Wow. Well, what about you, audience? Do you live to eat or eat to live? You think about it, and we have Word Power next for you.
Word Power.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Word Power.
Yes, and the first word is, I think you already said it.
It's gentleman, gentleman.
Gentleman, 它是个名词哦，就是绅士的意思。
Jack is not a gentleman. He is not polite at all.
Jack, 他不是个绅士，他一点都不礼貌。He does things like...
Oh, spitting. Oh, that's
yes.
Not a thing a gentleman would do.
乱吐痰, that's bad.
Okay, next word is offer.Offer.
Offer, 它只是个动词，有提供的意思。
The bakery offers over 100 kinds of bread.
Oh, over 100 kinds, 哦，超过100种。所以这家面包店哦，它提供超过了100种的面包。
Once, once.
Once 是个副词，有一回一次的意思。
I went to that restaurant once. I want to go again sometime.
我去过那家餐厅一次。我很想呢，哎，改天再去一趟。They probably have good food. That's why you would want to go again.
I guess so. Lovely, lovely.
Lovely 是个形容词，美好的。
I went to see a movie with Alex. It was a lovely day.
我和 Alex 去看了一场电影，真是美好的一天啊。
All right, everybody. That's it for Word Power. Stick around. There's more.
Keep in mind.
Welcome to A Plus English.
Clayton, I have to say, T teaching A-plus English with you is enjoyable.
And I hope watching A-plus English is enjoyable for our audience.
But what is the goal of our show?
To help students learn English is the goal of our show.
That's right. 各位观众，之前呢，我说 teaching English is enjoyable。这里呢，我们用 V-I-N-G 当主词。可是呢 ，Clayton 回答的时候说 to help students is our goal。哎，这里却用不定词当主词。哎，怎么会这样子呢？其实啊，如果呢，你要表达的是一种事实或是经验，你就可以用 V-I-N-G 来当主词。不过，如果你要表达的是目标、目的，哎，你就可以用不定词来当主词。
Wow, that's the best explanation I've ever heard.
Thank you. Now, studying English is important, so keep studying.
Brilliant.
The question is, does Jonathan eat to live or live to eat?
我是为活而吃还是为吃而活？Well, I like delicious food, so I guess I live to eat.
Oh, what a great lifestyle. Okay, everybody, have another look at today's reading.
Dim sum. Dishes and dishes and dishes. Tea is the heart of dim sum. In the past, rich gentlemen brought their songbirds to tea houses. They would chat about art and life there. They relaxed and took their time tasting the tea. Over time, tea houses started offering sweet and salty snacks. Today, dim sum is more than just drinking tea. It's an art form. An emperor once visited a tea house in Hong Kong. He came all the way from Beijing only to taste the snacks. Now, eating dim sum is not just for rich people. It's a lovely way to start the day. Some restaurants even have up to 2,000 different dishes. In Hong Kong,People don't eat to live. They live to eat.
Review time!
For review time today, we've got matching.
对，我们今天要来做的呢，就是单字定义连连看。Clayton 呢，会给你一些定义，请你呢，从我们今天的文章中找出正确的单字。
Okay, the first one.A man who is polite.
A man who is polite, not a woman. A man. 所以是个有礼貌的男人。He is standing right here.
Yes, you are very polite, Jonathan.
So I guess I'm a gentleman?
Yes, you're a gentleman.
What,
man who、
too.
Is polite. Okay, give or sell.
Give or sell. Give 当然就是提供嘛 sell 就是卖。所以 how about offer?
Yes, offer would be、
good. I offer you my pen.
I don't need it, thank you. Next word, nice, nice.
Nice, 美好的愉快的 That would be lovely.
Lovely, isn't it lovely? Okay, everybody, how did you do? I hope you did well. That's it for review time. Stick around.
So when you say...
Living phrases.
Hey, Nick, what do you think of my new car?
It's great. How fast can it go?
Up to 250 kilometers an hour.
Wow. And the CD player is really cool.
Yeah, it can hold up to 20 CDs.
And the seats look really comfortable.
They sure are.
And up to 6 people can sit in it. It's perfect for going on a trip.
What do you mean?
Daisy, Bob, Karen, Kelly and I are going to Kending. And we need you to drive us.
Just for fun!
Today's animal idiom is about the friendly little bird called the duck. Angie, what's today's animal idiom?
Dead duck.
A dead duck? Oh my gosh. Why would somebody kill a sweet little duck?
Well, I don't think they really mean dead.
Oh, this is another thing where it's talking about animals, but it's really talking about people, right?
Right, and not necessarily dead people, but when you're dead, it means that there's nothing else you can do. There's no way out. You're dead.
Yeah, so if you are a dead duck, that means you're in trouble. You are in a situation that is too hard to do anything. If you're a dead duck, let's try and think of some situation where you might be a dead duck. Oh, that's why we have our example sentence, right?
Right.
Angie, can you read it for us?
Sure. I did not study at all for this test. I'm a dead duck.
Oh, if you didn't study at all and you don't know much about that class, you go in to write a test, you don't have much chance. You're probably going to do badly on the test.
You're right. There's nothing more you can do. This reminds me of an example. It was my best friend's birthday, and I forgot to get her a gift. And there was nothing I could do because the party was happening. I was a dead duck.
Yeah, everybody's going to say, Angie, how could you forget? And you say, I don't know, I just forgot. I'm sorry. That's all you can say.
Right. But luckily, she was okay with it. She was nice about it.
Oh, maybe in the end you weren't a dead duck. That's good. Okay, here's another example. Okay, everybody, imagine you're going to a tennis game. You're going to play tennis, and it's a big game. A lot of people are going to be watching. You walk in there, and then you drop your tennis racket. That's the thing that you use to hit the ball with. You drop it, and all the strings in your tennis racket go boing, and your tennis racket is broken. What can we say in this situation?
You're a dead duck.
Of course. How can you play tennis without a tennis racket? You will be in big trouble.